This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Reminder that today is a good day to get caught up with what's going on in the rest of the world. Why not start now if you've been aloof and away from things? Let's get you focused on the items of interest and import. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan with a few of the... she's battle-worn, tested. She knows what's going on in the world, follows all those trending things. You have to duck sometimes when information comes your way and you... don't really. I think that's
so
part
much.
Of, yeah, there is. And that's why I'm not being facetious. You've got to duck once in a while just to remove yourself from this swale of info that we are here to dissect and hopefully advocate with you for whatever it is you want as a result. You want to change? Talking about the election in New York, there are a lot of things that are changing. So let's see what is going on with a focus or an eye on change, Victoria.
Well, change is happening in the UK. Queen Elizabeth has approved the bill that would allow the United Kingdom to leave the EU, making it a law. The law repeals a 1972 act that made the UK a part of the EU in the first place, and the law is expected to give Prime Minister Theresa May a better negotiating stance with EU officials, and that's important because the actual divorce bill hasn't been finalized yet. It's still sort of up for debate. There is a strong debate between a soft Brexit, where the UK keeps some EU membership benefits, and a hard Brexit, which means it would be completely divorced from the EU on every level. And so Theresa May is expected to gather her cabinet the first week of July to discuss the details of a post-Brexit trade deal with the EU, but... you know, it's still one of those things. It's very hotly contested. Should the UK do Brexit? Should it go through?
No, it shouldn't. And there are a lot of people that now rethinking that. Not a smart move on their part. What started it all, though, was something we can certainly understand here. The whole business of immigration and Britain's feeling like they're being violated with all these people that are coming from the Middle East. There has always been, since the British Empire existed, a really good mix of people in London and elsewhere around, but mostly in London, the bigger cities in England, a mix of people from all over the British Empire. So folks were used to it. And it had its benefits culturally, I think, and maybe many other ways as well, service jobs, that sort of thing. But then with the influx of the dramatic numbers that came from the Middle East that have gone into Germany, into most of the areas of Europe, and it's upset Europeans, but it really upset the Brits because they felt like they were losing control. So let's stop this. And that's really what the background was for the Brexit vote.
And it's interesting to see who comes out on this on different sides of it. Richard Branson has been very vocal from the beginning that Brexit was a horrible idea. Yeah. And then Warren Buffett and other very well-respected financiers have kind of had the same – they're on the same side, that it's a really bad idea.
It's a bad money move.
Yeah, right.
Very bad money move.
Yeah, but I also understand on the other side of it, it's similar to what we're dealing with in our country now. Now with border security and things like that, I understand that there needs to be reform, but I don't know that completely leaving the EU is really the answer. And I think even the fact that there is a quote-unquote soft Brexit on the table...
it is not the answer.
Yeah. Right, and yeah. I think but the fact that there's even now soft Brexit is a term that Theresa May is actually even talking about, that could be an indication that she maybe, you know, has her ear to the ground and hears a lot of rumblings that it's not really a great idea and maybe a compromise will end up being the real solution.
Yep. She's not exactly the most inspiring or popular leader that England has ever had.
No.
So, anyway, all right, so what else have you got?
Well, the Supreme Court is really trending. We've got tons of news coming from
the important rulings.
The Supremes, yep. One that I think is super interesting, of course, we know the travel ban has been upheld. There isn't really, it was a surprise. Apparently, even President Trump just tweeted, wow, which is the shortest tweet of his life. And so they took him by surprise. But I think
The travel ban, though, just for a second, if we can make sure everybody understands, what we're doing is limiting entrance into the U.S. from seven. I thought at first it was five countries, and then there are two others that have been added. I think that's where this...
It's seven countries total.
It is seven altogether. All right.
Yeah.
So Justice Sotomayor vehemently disagreed with John Roberts. Apparently, it was a big argument.
This is interesting, yeah.
Yeah. So what's the background?
So what happened was, as a result of the travel ban being reversed or being upheld in a 5-4 decision, the Supremes voted along party lines, Justice Sotomayor and Justice John Roberts got into a heated discussion about the travel ban. But the interesting thing was what came out of it was they overturned the infamous 1944 Supreme Court decision blessing internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. And so in her dissent to the majority's ruling on the travel ban, Justice Sotomayor compared the decision to the Korematsu versus U.S. case, saying there were stark parallels in the reasoning. And she wrote, quote, as here, the exclusion order was rooted in dangerous stereotypes about a particular group's supposed inability to assimilate and desire to harm the United States. Now, that's what she was referring to was in the Korematsu versus U.S. case. It does actually have, if you think about it, it does have a lot of parallels to what we're talking about now with the current quote-unquote Muslim ban.
Mm-hmm.
And so John Roberts was so, I guess, troubled by this back and forth discussion with the comparison that he announced the Supreme Court was going to be overruling Korematsu. And he actually said this it affords this court the opportunity to make express what is already obvious. Korematsu was gravely wrong the day it was decided. It has been overruled in the court of history and, to be clear, has no place in law under the Constitution. And so it's interesting to go back now. And Doug, you just mentioned this yesterday. We were talking about, you said, what good are the Supremes if they're going to overrule something and then change it because they're talking about privacy.
Yeah,
we were talking about internet and sales tax and things like that. And so this is a case, they're going all the way back to 1944 to overturn this.
Well, this was a huge, though, back in that era, this was a huge controversy. And it never really, it didn't set well with Americans, but maybe for different reasons than this, obviously because of the war and the internment of Japanese Americans. They didn't really care about what the Supreme Court said. They wanted people who were Asians, no matter whether they were Japanese, Korean, Chinese, they didn't pay much attention. Anybody with slanted eyes, they wanted in jail.
But that's what we have going on now. Look at all the people who are from India who have been murdered because stupid rednecks think that they're killing Muslims.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy. We have a lot. I understand the parallels here.
It's
ignorance back then, and unfortunately, we haven't really educated ourselves a whole lot more.
Fear, but it's fear-based. And whether it's appropriate or inappropriate, it's all about fear. I'm afraid of you because you're different. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you stand for, but you look different. Therefore, I don't like you. And that's, kind of a dangerous place to be. Anyway. All right. 15 past the hour. You're listening to the conversation about today on the DJV program.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile. And in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, to carry on, Victoria, this conversation about what's going on the side of interring or deterring, what's the right word there, internment camps. Mm-hmm. The Pentagon says it's putting a couple of military bases in Texas on alert. They're going to prepare to house potentially thousands of detained people accused of trying to illegally cross the border. Fort Bliss in El Paso and Goodfellow Air Force Base in San Angelo. Government is going to house migrant families at Fort Bliss and unaccompanied migrant children at Goodfellow. Department of Homeland Security asking the Pentagon to approve plans to house more than 7,000 unaccompanied migrant children at Goodfellow in tents and also hardened structures. Kind of what I was just talking about, were we on the air, off the air, about the Japanese internment camps that both had tents in them and wooden structures. Hmm. The military is going to provide logistical support, but the operations actually run by outside agencies. So here's a great way for... This is what happens under these circumstances. The private NGOs, they get... And they have a picnic with this stuff.
They get a lot of money,
billing,
I'm sure.
A lot
right?
of money, right. Yeah, this is a... This is a real fiasco. It is. It's a fiasco. Yeah,
it is.
And it's caused by people who don't want to do the right thing, and by people in our, whether it's our country, people who hire these folks, or the people who are coming here because they know they can get a job and they don't have to be legal. This is what causes this. If you want to, I think one of the big mistakes we've made here is that we have sort of shut the doors on everybody in a legal sense. And that's very ignorant, because a lot of our best thinkers, a lot of our best workers, a lot of the important, take anything, you want to do science, research, whatever it is, a lot of people that have gone to school here, that have been well-trained, and could add, and this is the criteria, find out who can add to our existence, who can make our country better, and encourage them to come here. Never mind, but we've just shut the door, and yeah. People say, well, you got to do something about this. You got to just start somewhere. But this has been something since actually the Patriot Act, ignorance personified. Man, that thing. Oh, what an outrage. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, Henry David Thoreau said, live your beliefs and you can turn the world around. And Nicole Kidman is here to tell you, yes, that is the way it works. She and Keith Urban celebrated their 12th wedding anniversary, and the secret to their bliss is something that a lot of couples would never even consider. Kidman said in an interview, we've never texted. That's so not our relationship. They prefer voice-to-voice or skin-to-skin contact. The no-texting rule started at the beginning of their relationship because both of them didn't know how to text anyway. We talk all the time and we FaceTime, but we don't text because I feel like texting can be misrepresented. It is a flat screen. Words on a flat screen, it's bad. It creates all kinds of problems. I know in my relationships,
there's no tone. You can't sense what someone's tone is.
Not at all.
Yeah, it's hard. Yep.
Yeah. She says, "How do you? What does that mean? How do you interpret things? I don't want that between my lover and I." That's not good grammar, but it's close. Between my lover and me, Nicole. She also admitted to being a terrible texter in general, letting people sweat a bit before responding to them. She said, quote, I'm really responsible as a person, so I have to just go. Nope, it's okay not to be completely available all the time. And that's what texting assumes. I don't read. I many times wait a day before I send notes. I might see a text or an email or something. I don't respond right away. And people say, well, you didn't just see my note on email? No, I didn't. Sorry, pal, but no.
It does bug me for business, though. Like, I'm fine with waiting to respond to people in social situations, but if it's a business thing and I need an answer, that does bug me when I don't. Yeah. That drives me crazy. Not just from you, but I mean in general.
All right, music. DJV time is 26 after the hour. Victoria and Kara and Doug celebrating Cher. There's a new musical based on her life, you know, in previews in Chicago, and Cher stopped in to catch one of the performances. She was honest while giving her thoughts on the show. In an interview, she said, some parts of it are really fabulous. We're going to work on other parts. In many parts, it was much, much better than I thought it would be. And then there were no parts where I wanted to gouge my eyes out. But some do need work. I'm not supposed to say that, but I don't care. And she doesn't. I was really very
hilarious.
Surprised. Yeah, she is, right. Yeah. She said, some of the boys on the show are creepy. She's been giving notes to director Jason Moore, who did the first Pitch Perfect movie. I've been sitting next to Jason, tell him things. My brain's going so fast as I try to glean all the nuances. There are lines in the show that sound like quotes, but they aren't quite right. I've been telling him the real quotes. I have a lot to say, and I'm pushing them to do three dance songs in a concert-style way at the end, a bit like they do in Mamma Mia. I think the audience would like that.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
This is getting a lot of buzz in pre-sale already.
Oh, a lot of people will be, oh yeah, people, this will sell, this will be.
It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Opens on Broadway this fall. All right, now, as long as we're in the moldy oldie singer range, Wayne Newton opening up about the string of burglaries that have taken place at his Las Vegas home. Monday night after a show that he did at Bally's, he told local news that his daughter ran into the suspects in the second home invasion. My daughter said, Daddy, there's somebody in your dressing room. So I ran to confront them. Newton's property, which is also home to his wife Kathleen and their daughter, first broken into on June 3rd. A couple of weeks later, the house was robbed again.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in six states cast primary ballots yesterday. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney winning a primary in Utah for the Republican nomination to succeed Senate Democrat Orrin Hatch.
We're absolutely convinced that America is the greatest nation on earth.
Romney's November opponent will be Salt Lake City Council member Jenny Wilson. Democrats are smarting after the Supreme Court rules to uphold President Trump's controversial travel ban. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says it's just plain wrong.
This ruling did not make us any safer.
By a 5-4 ruling, the justice is affirming the travel ban, which restricts immigration and travel to the U.S. from 8 nations, 6 of them largely Muslim. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jen is not with us today for a myriad of reasons. She got more. she got a note
poor
from
girl
her mother.
Needs a break.
And, yeah, she does. Kara Schillen at the control sounds like she needs a break too. it's the lively and exciting DJV experience. The way for us to work well for you and with you is to be better. Every day, I like to think, I was just talking to my daughter about this, about how the time moves so quickly. And one of the kids have been visiting here, Brendan and Megan and Miles, for a week. And one of the things that they get a kick out of are the constants in my life. They grew up with me on the radio, and when things were going, you know, they knew that at certain times, in the hour in the morning, I had to go into the studio. And I've been doing this for their entire life. They've grown up with me doing this. And so Miles is trying to figure out how it all works, what this is all about. And it's very interesting because the kids were around it all the time. Well, he's not. But the constants of being on the farm. Last night we took a trip around. I think I got some pictures somewhere. So he and the kids went out to feed the cows, and then we had an ice cream and that kind of stuff. And I thought to myself, I pinch myself every once in a while and give thanks for the ability to do that. How many people have their own ice cream store? They can just go raid. that kind of stuff. So anyway.
Now, do you keep receipts for all the ice cream that you eat?
Oh, of course, yes. Right. Yes, I have all the records right here. There are four ways, and only four ways, in which we have contact with the rest of the world. We are evaluated and classified by the four contacts: what we do now, how we look, what we say, and how we say it. Dale Carnegie said that before the invention, which we call now the digital age, iPhones and iPads and all that stuff. But I saw that, and it sort of brought me around to what we were talking about, both on and off the air, Victoria, of what happens when, we were talking about Nicole Kidman and how she gets along with her husband, and they don't depend on a flat screen. As a matter of fact, they shy away from the flat screen. And so the fourth element here in being better is to understand how we say things. Because so many, I can tell you any number of times when I have experienced, and I think we all have, think about that for a minute. When have you communicated with somebody on the flat screen without any emotion and it was misunderstood? If it's something personal, mm-hmm. something very important, it is, unless you hear the words and get the nuance of the emotion attached to those words, you really are often unfairly judging what somebody else said. And to give credence to the recipient, it's unfair of you as the sender to expect that they're going to be able to get what it is that you really mean unless you say what you really mean. And when you have real live discussions with people, you don't need to do that. So use the damn phone and stop sending all these texts. That would be the secret to a good relationship. Anyway, I think she's 100% right. How we say things is so important. Look at that in your relationship with Lewis, Victoria.
Yeah.
You know, you depend on understanding who that other person is and understanding the nuance in the way you say things and how those things are taken.
Well, the other interesting thing about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's no texting rule, it actually forces you to set some time aside to dedicate solely to the other person. Because you can text while you're watching TV, you can text while you're driving, which you shouldn't, but people do, you can text while you're at the grocery store. It doesn't require you carving out any specific time for your partner. It really is the laziest form of communication,
I do love it,
but when you have to call someone or you FaceTime with someone, you can't be doing something else because they could see you. So you have to really be focused, and I think that's actually a really wise relationship rule
very
that they
smart.
Have.
Yeah. Very smart. Very, very. I think that's very impressed. I kind of always have liked her. Here's something that will upset you. I'm not trying to upset you. I'm going to give you two things to think about, then we're going to do the sports news. There's a summer intern at the Capitol who yelled F you to the president last week.
Oh, I heard Caitlin about this.
Caitlin Marriott, 21 years old, shouted this as Trump walked through the rotunda. What is it about people and their... I'm talking about expression. That's why I'm having this conversation here, because we're just talking about the meaning of words, expressions, and what's appropriate. There's a certain... I think there's a...
How do you keep your
job? Savoir faire.
Right.
They restricted her to work in another part of the office building. They didn't fire her.
Well, technically, the president is not her boss. So whichever senator she's working for or whatever, I get it. But still, that's just... I don't know.
It just seems weird. Interns are so replaceable as well.
Yeah.
You just get rid of them and get another one.
Why is it so important for people to express themselves that way? What do you who cares what you think? You're there to learn, to have an experience that a million people would give their left arm for, and you screw it up by being so wrapped up in yourself. That's really all that is. It's just wrapped up in yourself.
I feel like that's a generational thing, too, when I got started in radio, we had a few interns. They were awful. But, like, on day one, they would come in, and you would expect them to just sit and observe and learn.
Yeah.
And they were already talking about when they could expect to get hired full time.
Yeah.
I was
like,
wait a second. You're an intern. This is no job guarantee here.
Who are you?
And, like, it's crazy. Yeah.
And it just underscores the deepening divisions that there are. Within our country. All right, so here's a good... Let's talk about somebody that deserves some positive attention. First Lieutenant Garland Connor. You may or may not know who he is, or actually was. He's dead. President Trump gave him the Medal of Honor, the story as I understand it, he displayed amazing gallantry back in World War II. And he's been dead for 20 years. But the president thought, and I'm sure his staff thought, that he ought to be acknowledged for what he did. His widow is still alive, and she accepted the recognition for her husband in the ceremony in the White House.
That's nice.
He fought in Europe, anyway.
I wonder how there must have been maybe a campaign to have him be recognized. I wonder.
Right, because, you know, every once in a while, one of the stories about these people comes to the surface and their gallantry. This guy jumped out. He was trying to, they were pinned down by the Germans. And so he got up and didn't get killed. But the artillery fire aimed at him as the rest of the men in his troop got out of harm's way. So he was exposed by himself for 3 hours. The Germans were getting close to him, and there were a lot of them. He was 20 years old at the time. Imagine that. Think about that for a minute. Think about the average 20-year-old today and what he or she is capable of doing and what men or how men became men at this age of their lives.
My grandfather was 18 in World War II.
Right.
And hearing his stories, you're right. You do forget, he was 18.
Yeah. I see. I think that's the most significant part of this whole story. The fact that at that age they have enough presence and maturity, whether they've learned whatever it is. I can't tell you that most of the 20-year-olds I know today could pass that medal, have that strength, if that's what it is. So, God bless them. First Lieutenant Garland Connor. Sports news now. The parents of that college quarterback who committed suicide have confirmed what pretty much everybody knew he had. The CTE diagnosis once again shows up. Man, this is going to be, and this is the next real problem for people to grasp the gravity of what happens when you're playing, especially the younger you are. That is, kids playing Pop Warner football when they're in junior high school, college. Your
Pop
body
Warner
is
starts
not,
at like 7 years old.
Yeah. Your body's not anywhere near ready for the kind of trauma that it gets put through in these circumstances. So what about Tyler Hill? Is it Hilinski?
Hilinski, yeah. He was the Washington State University quarterback, and his parents confirmed yesterday, they appeared on the Today Show, they confirmed that the medical examiner said that he did have CTE, and the most shocking thing, according to his father, was the medical examiner told them that he had the brain of a 65-year-old man.
Yeah.
Which is, and the father said that was just so hard to take, and he said he was the sweetest, most outgoing, giving kid, and that was difficult to hear. He was only 21 in January when he committed suicide, but to have a brain that was so damaged that it looked like it was a 65-year-old's, that really should make everybody pause and rethink football in general.
Yeah.
There's a documentary that Sports Illustrated did about their son's death, so the parents were talking about that. And The mom said something interesting as well. She said there weren't really any verbal signs from Tyler to us or to anybody at Washington State that he was suffering at all from depression, or sometimes there's hallucinations and things that go along with having CTE. Obviously, he had very advanced CTE if his brain looked like it was 65 years old. And so that's kind of the scary part. No one knew that he was experiencing any of those symptoms.
Yep. Tough stuff, man. All right, the general manager of the New York Mets, Sandy Alderson, is taking leave because his cancer has come back again. This is something you never want to hear. You hope nobody ever says this to you.
Yeah. He said yesterday, at the end of April, early May, a recurrence was detected. Since that time, I've been undergoing treatment. I expect that the treatment will continue. I expect to have surgery later in the summer. The prognosis is actually good, but in the meantime, chemotherapy and surgery are all taking their toll. He's 70 years old. He was first diagnosed with cancer in 2015. He underwent chemotherapy for the first time for several months. He had surgery in May of 2016, which he actually said was successful. And so it is unfortunate that the cancer has returned. He may not ever come back to the Mets, he also said. He said, if I were to look at it on the merits, I'm not sure coming back is warranted. And he also added, which a lot of Mets fans have mixed feelings about, he said, I feel bad that we've had the season that we've had to date. I feel personally responsible for the results. The Mets have a 31-45 record. It puts them at second worst in the National League, and they are currently on a 7-game losing streak. So Alderson took over as the general manager in 2010. He had been with the Oakland A's and the Padres before that. So the Mets have got a lot of changing to do to get out of that losing streak.
Just goes to show you, both New York teams suck.
The other one with the fancy pinstripes, they don't suck.
Yankees suck. No. It's a 46 past the hour.
The America's Farmers Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, have awarded more than $48 million to rural organizations, individuals, and causes that leave a lasting impact. By partnering with farmers, America's Farmers is committed to the future of farming communities. This work will continue for a 10th year on August 1st with the kickoff of Grow Communities, where farmers enroll for a chance to direct a $2,500 donation to a local eligible nonprofit organization. In November, students pursuing careers in the agriculture industry will have the chance to apply for $1,500 scholarships through the Grow Ag Leaders Program. And next January, Grow Rural Education will encourage farmers to nominate area schools for the chance to win $10,000 and $25,000 grants to enhance science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. Across these three programs, more than $6 million will be awarded in 2019. Getting involved is simple. Just visit www.americasfarmers.com.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, you look good. Have you lost weight between you and me? It makes me feel really good. People started asking, what workouts or diet are you doing? And the famous, you know, what's your secret? I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin since I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Car insurance from Geico. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico at geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. There's a worthwhile 15 minutes, 15 seconds. It's 10 before the hour.
Heart
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
To come in with some sort of silly noise because we're listening to the silly sound of the theme from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show, which you can hear around the country. There's nothing silly about that. People take their pets very seriously, as well you should. And Warren has been doing that for decades on the radio, one of the most important trainers of people. He always says that. It's not, I'm not training the dogs. I'm training the people to understand their dog. So if you're interested in spending a couple of hours and a very worthwhile time, go to thepetshow.com, find out where the program is. You can listen to it online as well. Warren Eckstein and the Pet Show. Okay, so now we were talking off the air about ice cream and snacks and things, foods that you're not supposed to give dogs. And then Warren and I started kibitzing about how we feed some, not the bad things, but the good things to our dog. And the best example is down at the farm where I have the ice cream store, the ice cream bus, in fact. I'll go get a cup or a cone, and if I'm having a cone, I'll share it with Daisy. I used to do that with Charlotte all the time. And same thing with the spoon or the cup or whatever it is. So what really is wrong with that picture, if anything, Warren. So maybe you need to straighten the girls out who do. Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
Well, it depends on who you ask, Doug. If you ask me, it's fine.
That's ask me, you know, it's fine. Yes.
But there are people that say, you know, there are certain things you should not share. This, you know, you shouldn't lick the spoon where your dog licks you. Listen, I'm not a kid anymore. I've been around for many, many decades, and I've licked a lot of dog bowls in my life, Doug. And I got to be honest with you, I'm as healthy as a horse. So I think it depends on what you want to do. In other words, if you want to share, like every morning, I share a bowl of Cheerios with my dog. I shouldn't say that. But I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
so
and
your dog can sing, he's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios.
It all depends on you. In other words, there are certain people that are eccentric, and, you know, I don't want to touch a dog, I got to wash my hands. If I do this, have you seen the people I hang out with? I'd rather much rather eat from my dog's bowl.
Okay, so last night we went to the farm and we were feeding the cows bread. And I was scratching their noses and their hair and stuff. And after that, I had something to eat. Hello, here I am. I'm still here today. So there.
There you go. I love eating with my pet. In fact, I posted this on Facebook. Let me just give you a quote I posted because I love it. I love having dinner with my dog. He's not always checking his cell phone. He looks forward to every word as we enjoy each other's company. Mm-hmm. What human being could you have that type of dinner with?
Right, exactly.
True.
It's totally
interested
in everything you've got to say. They're not looking at their cell phone, and every word, they just hang on every word you say because they're so into you. That's why living with a dog or even a cat is a great thing. And so sharing meals is a great thing. You remember animals, dogs are group eaters. A lot of people feed their dogs separately or a different time. When I sit down to eat, that's when I feed my dog based on the fact that they're family eaters. It's like they're, you know, get together on Sunday afternoon dinner. They enjoy company when they eat. Why would you make them eat alone if you don't have to?
Yeah. All right, so these foods that dogs ought not to eat, you have a list of foods that...
Some are common. You know, we all know about chocolate. A lot of people may not be aware that grapes and raisins can be very dangerous for our dogs. Yeah. You don't want to give them grapes and raisins. And
onions
artificial
too, right?
Sweeteners. But artificial sweeteners are the big thing. You know, chewing gum, you know, woman has her purse, lays her purse down next to her chair. The dog goes over. There's chewing gum in there. There's xylitol, which can be really, really dangerous. Garlic can be dangerous. Most garlics are dangerous. If it's cooked, it's not too bad. Avocados, toxic to birds and large animals. Like, avocados are toxic to cows. I didn't know that, Doug.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah,
wow, I've never heard that.
It says, really? Most likely safe for dogs and cats, avocados are toxic for birds and large animals like cows. They have a compound called persin, which causes difficulty breathing. It's from chocolate we know about, coffee, tea, and soda because of the caffeine. High-fat foods, dogs have a tough time digesting it.
Ice cream's good for them.
Bones. A lot of people give their dogs bones. You know, chicken bones, rib bones.
No bones. No fruits with pitch.
Apples are fine, but no peaches, plums, or nectarines. Rhubarb is dangerous, and whatever you do, don't give your dogs macadamia nuts, and you will have a happy and healthy dog. That's the list.
So once in a while, I gave Charlotte and I've given Daisy some, because I eat a lot of cashews. I chew on that a little bit, just a few, maybe a peanut here and there. The ice cream, but they like a staple diet. I give like a last night little piece of salmon with the regular kibbles and that sort of thing. I can just tell by looking at her how much different she is now than when I got her. So Warren has the right idea. So listen to him. Don't listen to us. Listen to him. PetShow.com is the website. 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.